Hey, yo.
It's been a very long time.
We're back, baby. In the flesh, in person.
It's been 6 months. Close to.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, right?
Since we've done this in person?
Since we've done this.
Oh, yeah. Halfway of a trip of around the sun.
I was going to say, it was definitely like March-ish.
Mm-hmm.
When we stopped doing the podcast. Through Audacity, through voice meter, through microphones, and not through our telephones, cell phones, Instagram Live, which all were fun.
Yeah.
They were all fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice way to kind of break up the monotony and try to spice it up a little bit, especially with the pandemic that's still going on. With just life going on. I looked at the last podcast that we did, and it was one over the phone. It was right around, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter, George Floyd. It wasn't right when it happened. It was maybe about, I think we did it for like maybe 2 weeks back to back, and we like kind of still touched on it a little bit. So we haven't done an Instagram Live. We haven't done the podcast via the Anchor app through the phone. So it's, and that was June 11th.
It was right after your birthday.
Yeah.
And is that what we're doing now?
Yeah.
We're just going birthday to birthday?
And now it's Bobby's birthday. It's Bobby's birthday weekend.
Yes, it is.
So happy birthday, Bobby.
Thank you.
It's actually a good weekend. It's a great weekend.
Today's Danielle's birthday. Shout out to
Danielle Bartley.
To
D Bart.
Okay. I kind of look to you for.
I want to say it's Dan dot Dan.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna look up Danielle's IG to give her the proper cred. And
nothing. Her birthday is actually today.
Yeah, it's Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Bar. Period.
Mm-hmm.
369. The number's 369. That's her IG handle. She changes it a lot.
Is she on the Twitter?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either.
If she is, then
she needs to get a present up.
Yeah, we do not follow her.
Correct.
She does not follow us. By the way, this is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. Bobby R. Hansen 817.
Yeah.
And it's been a minute since we've been able to do this. We are still practicing social distancing. We're 6 feet away from each other. We got a laptop and microphones in between us.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
you didn't put the glass partition up.
Yeah, and I have sanitizer and wipes and you name it. And just made sure I clean and sanitize the place before I had company over.
That's it.
But going back to what we were saying, it's a very special weekend. It's Bobby's birthday is actually on the 17th, which is a Monday.
Monday, yep.
Our friend Danielle, her birthday is today, the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's birthday is on the 16th.
Yes, it is.
So this is just a... All I need is somebody's birthday tomorrow, and you know, we got four of a kind.
Should we throw it out there, then?
What's that?
Someone at us. Tell us your birthday is August 15th.
I could probably look up a famous birthday too and see whose birthday is August 15th just to fill in the gap.
Okay.
Fill in the void.
Do we need to make an August 15th friend?
I would think that I already have one, and you know, I could probably easily just go on Facebook. There's probably somebody that we know whose birthday is tomorrow.
Okay, well,
I'm just curious.
While you do that, I will go on the Facebook then to see if we can find somebody whose birthday is August 15th. And we're going to find one, and chances are it's going to be someone we probably don't like, and it's going to ruin everything.
You know what? I got two good ones for the 15th, actually.
Go on.
Three, okay. Depending.
All right.
I'm just looking up. Well, I know who that is. It's like four. Okay. Ooh, five.
Really?
Yeah, for August 15th. Yeah, I'm looking.
What we got here?
All right, well. Oh, six.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are born on August 15th.
I dig it. Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, like I said before, it's a rabbit hole podcast. Mm-hmm. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktails, swag. So it's been a minute since we've done all this, so we're just, you know, catching up. Oh, seven. I missed that. How did I miss that?
Let's do it. And I have nobody on my friends list.
For Facebook?
Correct, yeah.
So if you don't have friends, we pretty much have the same mutual friends.
This is true.
So that means that we may not know somebody with an August 15th birthday. Locally. Maybe we do, and we're just not friends with them on social media.
True.
But the August 15th birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they have this in order. I guess it's by popularity.
Not by age?
No.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'd be friends with her.
August 15th. Joe Jonas. His birthday is August 15th. Well, let's do it like this. Jennifer Lawrence, she's turning 29 on August 15th. Joe Jonas is turning 30.
Okay. Oh, are we going next one's 30, 31?
No. It's out of order. Yeah, it's just Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace. Sure.
His birthday is August 15th.
Okay.
Ben Affleck's birthday is August 15th.
Pass.
He's 47.
Pass.
No? He was pretty good as Batman.
Pass.
He wasn't the Batman, but he was pretty good.
Pass.
You wouldn't know this one. Emily Kinney. She's turning 34, but she was on The Walking Dead. Was on The Walking Dead.
Was she Beth on
The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah. Beth. Sure.
Let's see.
I cried when she passed away. A couple of,
you know, Instagram influencers and nothing against any of them.
So people that would not be allowed in the NFL, in the NBA bubble. People that you must have a prior and provable existing relationship with, not someone you just know from social media. Got it.
Yes. Between Instagram influencers and that LA work, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that are not allowed in the bubble.
I'm telling you, though, while you're doing that, complete and total left turn. If you could make an NFL barbershop, an NBA barbershop, right? So, like, they set up a legit NBA barbershop.
Okay.
On the Disney Resort's property. I understand it is horribly, 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 horribly off-brand. Why not a Magic City?
Like you said, it's horribly, horribly off-brand. I mean, I know Disney has, like, those adult-only areas of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it, like, Pleasure Island and things of that nature.
Sure.
But
put that on the island then, baby. Come on.
It's not that simple. Because now you're worrying more about coronavirus. You're worrying not only about coronavirus, but you know, you got to make sure that thing is stocked up. You want to talk about having to clean and sanitize stuff.
It can't be any worse than the side piece hotel they're opening up after the second round of the playoffs.
Is that what it's called? The side piece hotel?
Well, there's one for families and there's the other one for other. Like, the ones that have to have prior and existing relationships, not including just a relationship on social media or whatever the heck the actual legal lease is. But it's, yeah, that's side piece town.
Side piece town, mm-hmm. LA work.
Yeah.
So
that's February 15th.
Yeah, right. So, Anthony Anderson.
Okay.
His birthday. Blackish.
Mm-hmm.
He turns 49.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think there was one or two. Will and Grace, Deborah Messing.
Nice, okay. She was another one. She looks like she doesn't age, though.
Nah. She
like, if you gave me three guesses as to how old she is.
Oh, I wouldn't have told you.
I wouldn't have guessed 51.
No, I wouldn't have guessed. Mm-mm. Quentin Aaron, 35. You know who Quentin Aaron is?
He was on The Walking Dead.
I mean, that's a great guess, but the answer is no. Well, here's the thing about The Walking Dead is, you never know. He might just be...
Okay.
I feel like The Walking Dead is just a revolving door of random characters, like famous people that they just decide to like, hey, I want to be on The Walking Dead. It's like, okay.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that happened to me for Game of Thrones. Like, I remember seeing people and I was like, hey, you were on, hey, you were on. And now, granted, I did it backwards because I started watching Game of Thrones like right before the last season.
Right.
And I was like, hey, I remember. Hey, but I. Oh. Yeah. I was like, hey, you're Jean Grey. No, that's, you know, and I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but.
Who's married to Joe Jonas?
Yes. Yes.
Sansa Stark?
Yes, thank you.
Her name does escape me right now. Mm-hmm. And it killed me because I literally was just reading an article because they just had their baby. And now I can't picture her name.
Nope. I know Maisie Williams was the other Stark.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know either. So apparently there are...
Sophie Turner.
Thank you. There we go. Yes. Like, yep.
Mm-hmm. My brain just went out to lunch. But that's okay. Going back to Quentin Aaron. Quentin mm-hmm. Aaron was the actor. He was Mike Lohr, Blindside.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's his birthday August 15th, too.
That's a fun day.
It is fun day.
Yeah, minus Ben Affleck. He can watch.
What do you got against Ben Affleck?
I think it's because, like, I understand he's from Boston or whatever else. I know he's a big Boston guy, and that's fine. Like, I have nothing against that. I think it's the fact that, like, his accent when he tries to play Boston comes and goes. It just pisses me off. It was like, you know, like, the How I Met Your Mother episode, like, when they break the glass and they're like, oh, and he kind of ruins it forever?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about him. Like, again, nothing personally against him. Yeah, he was a decent Batman. I liked him in... probably a couple other things, I'm assuming, but yeah, just it's something about the fact. Oh, he was good in The Town with Jeremy Renner, oh, yeah, Blake Lively, John Hamm.
Yeah,
but it's just the accent comes and goes, and it's that break the glass moment where all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can never unthink that.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I looked up on Facebook. I mm-hmm. know one person whose birthday is August 15th on Facebook, CJ Bernard, who I'm not sure if you. You're not friends with him on Facebook because it would have popped up. One of our mutual friends. Mm-hmm. But I know him from when I used my days at TGI Fridays. He was a bar regular there. He's also a DJ.
Okay.
Lives in Canada. So happy birthday, CJ.
Did you say he lives in Canada?
Yeah.
I was complaining about my Uber ride to your spot. That's a hell of an Uber ride to TGI Fridays.
Well, you know, when you want a 3-for-all and Jack Daniel's sauce...
They have to have that north of the border, eh? Or is it like Canadian, like maple syrup wings? Or
maybe it's not TGI Fridays up there. Maybe it's like, you know, hey, at least it's Thursday or something. I don't know.
Right.
Some sort of like
rip-off. We're better than Wednesday. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, it's like, sorry, it's not Friday.
Yeah, right.
That's what you call it. So anyway, just, you know, this is like getting on a bike because we haven't done this in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about it is that I have, like, so many notes.
Do
of
you?
Just things of that I've come across that I was like, you know what? When we when we finally get this up and running, it's stuff to talk about.
Okay.
It's things. Listen, it's not. We're not obviously not going to get into all this today. We'll be here till, you know.
We'll be here till my birthday.
People get sick of us. They'll be like, all right, look, can you guys go away for another three months now?
You chop this podcast up, right? We got content for the next month.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
I'll see you in October for Chiz's birthday.
Yeah, shit. Absolutely. I actually talked to our friend David Chisley recently. I've been making an effort to, obviously, with the pandemic, you want to make sure that all your friends and family are good. I've been reaching out to just like, I'm just going through my phone and just like I'll hit the letter A. And just see the names that pop up. I was like, you know, I haven't talked to that person in a long time. Let me shoot him a text to say what's up.
I did that about 6 years ago at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. different checking in to make sure you're okay. But like probably I would say give or take about 6 years ago. I haven't talked to you in a while. Hey girl. How is Dave Chisley? Is he in the NBA bubble? Please tell me he's in the NBA bubble.
I would love for him to be in the NBA
bubble. Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately, he is not.
Is he doing good, though?
He's fine.
Good,
he's fine. All the people that we know are fine. Everybody's good. Well and good.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That is all that matters. Through this craziness.
Just through everything going on. So, obviously, it's Friday. It's August 14th. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it's actually a really, really nice day.
It's a really nice day. And earlier in the week, I got nervous because it was supposed to rain. There was some thunderstorms and rain today, and the weather was not supposed to be that great. And I kept watching the weather, kept watching it. And then next thing you know, it went from thunderstorms to rain cloud to a sun. And I was like, you know, you couldn't have asked for anything better.
That's it.
And it's Friday, and we're both off.
Right.
Ain't got shit to do.
Right.
I'll tell you what we are going to do. We are going to have a shot at some celebratory birthday shot.
That's fine.
In honor of all the August 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th birthdays.
Except for Ben Affleck. You get your own day.
Except for Ben
Affleck. Actually, no. Technically, yeah. Because apparently he's in, like, he's been clean for, like, I remember seeing, like, an article about that. He's been clean for, like, 4 or 5 years. So apparently he's had some issues with substances in the past. So not making joke about that at all in that sense.
Sure.
But you can sit that one out, buddy. And more power to you for being able to do that.
We'll give you a glass of water.
Perfectly fine.
We'll give him.
We could do the mocktail. We could even do the sparkling apple cider that we would do for other people who, you know, pregnant people or something like that, who might want to feel like they're still enjoying but not be able to actually enjoy a libation. Nothing wrong with that. So, but other than that, yeah, he can watch.
When all this has been going on with the pandemic, with COVID, I mean, I feel like we've made strides. We're still not there yet. And every time you put on the news, it's like, hey, by the way, this isn't good for you. Now you gotta like, I had what was called the neck garter mask.
Is it gator? I've heard gator. Yeah.
I had a couple of those. I have the regular, like, all my masks are essentially cloth. I had like one like medical mask, but I have like cloth masks with the straps put around the ears. And then, you know, I had bandanas too. And then now, you know, there was a report that came out, like, it looks like maybe like 2 years ago, saying that you might as well not wear anything if you're wearing a neck gaiter. I was like, well, fuck. So I, between that and bandanas. And I didn't really wear the bandana too much. I usually just had it just on me just because I was just had a bandana on me. So now I'm rocking the face mask. And where I, you know, the restaurant that I work at is opened back up, outdoor seating only. So it's just, you know, I try to, you know, I gotta bring some sort of flair and some sort of style to the mask.
Sure.
To the cloth mask game. You know, and it's just,
which, by the way, can get very expensive.
Oh yeah, if you want to go all out, yeah.
I've seen them as high as $15 for like a custom looking one. I'm like, stop it.
Here's the thing: it could be as fancy as you want to be, but if it don't protect you, then it's nothing.
Straight black 4-ply cloth mask, Big Lots, $3.
Okay.
I'm down with it.
Okay.
I'm down with it.
I bought neck gaiters. It was buy four, you get one free. And they were like, and it was like 20, and I ended up spending like $20.
Perfect.
It was like $25.
Yeah. So it's $4 a piece.
Yeah, it was like $25.
Yeah.
But now I can't wear it. Well, I mean, I can wear them, but I can't wear them in terms of protection. They're saying that they can't, they don't properly protect when you're breathing in, breathing out,
well, you heard,
stuff. Stuff can get underneath and breathe it. I don't know.
Well, you heard this, right? That apparently the best way to tell if you're protected is to put the mask on, put the gaiter on, put the cloth mask on, the bandana, whatever it is, and then try to blow a candle out.
Correct.
Right. You've worked, I would say, at least 2/3 of this pandemic.
Yes.
I've worked every single day of this pandemic outside of a couple days that I've taken off randomly, but none of them were health related. I don't have COVID. No one around me who is immunocompromised of age to be in that demographic of concern, none of them have gotten it. So, yes and no. Bottom line to me, anything is better than nothing.
I agree with that.
And I'm sorry, if you're wearing a mask, a gaiter, anything, put it over your fucking nose. The best thing I heard about that as a comparison is like wearing a condom, expecting a girl not to get pregnant, but only putting it on your balls.
Well, see, I use the comparison of, like, you don't even put the condom on. You just have the condom in your hand. And be like, all right, so we're going to have sex now, right? It's like, yeah. And it's going to be like, well, wait a minute, why'd you get pregnant? It was like, yeah, but I had a condom. It was like, yeah, but did you put it on, though? Oh, it's like, wait, so was it, I had a condom. But it's like, right, but did you put it on?
But it was on the nightstand.
But it was like, but I have it in my hand.
Right, but it wasn't on your actual person. No.
No, but I had one though.
It's right.
Like, yeah, but that's not how it works.
That is one of the things that amuses me the most, is seeing people who just absolutely hate this for whatever reason.
I watched a woman at, because it's funny now, because now working in a restaurant, you see, there. I'd say the general majority of the people that do come in, they do the mask. Okay. A lot of them. I feel like the younger people are all about the mask, and the older people, not so much. And not to say that they won't wear it, but they're very kind of half-ass about it when they do wear the mask. And not to paint things with a wide brush, one of your phrases, but I feel like the younger people are about the mask. They're like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, throw my mask on, walk to the bathroom, use the bathroom, and then come back out. When I sit back at the table, take it off.
Right.
The older people, sometimes they'll put it on, sometimes they don't put it on. Sometimes they put it on, you know, talk about putting it on your nose. You know what I mean? Like, I've watched people, sometimes they just go to the bathroom with no mask on. Some have the common courtesy to be like, oh shit, I forgot my mask, run back to the table, get it, then put it on.
Right.
But just the, you know, just rounding up, the older people kind of really don't care. The younger people do.
Which is interesting to me, because the younger generation...
At least where I work.
Well, not, I've seen it as well. Like, you see the... But the thing to me about it is the younger generation, let's just call them your quote-unquote millennials, because that kind of is wide enough encompassing, right? So they've gotten that label as being selfish, short-sighted, you know, spoiled, entitled, whatever it is. What you just described is exactly the reason why you wear that mask. You don't wear that mask, like me and you are sitting here doing a podcast right now, and we're not wearing masks, but we're sitting 6 feet away from each other, and there is the implied consent, the fact that, you know what, I am trusting you not to do something that's going to put my life in danger or the people I love, and vice versa. Where the person who takes the mask off at their table and puts it on when they walk in a common area, whether it be a public or a private common area, to go to a place where there are going to be other common area people, not at a table with the implied consent that, you know what, I trust you enough that you're not going to fuck my world up, shows exactly why it's so hard to get everyone to do it, because some people care about other people and some people don't. Because, yes, if me and you went out to dinner together, chances are we're not going to wear a mask when we're sitting outside together. Same way we're doing a podcast right now and we're not wearing a mask, but we're sitting 6 feet away from each other. You said you sanitized the crib up a little bit before I got here. So basically what you're telling me is with that implied consent to say that I trust you not to fuck my life up, you took that consent and said, you know what, I'm not going to fuck your life up. Which is exactly why when you're sitting at that table, you're probably not going to wear that mask. But when you put it on into a common area where there are other people who maybe have not given you that implied consent to say that, you know what, I trust you enough not to fuck your life up, you take that responsibility seriously enough. I find it almost odd, fascinating, disgusting that it's the younger generation that has always been labeled the selfish, me, you never got the belt to your ass generation, so that's why you're spoiled and entitled, to be the ones who actually take it seriously, where you have, again, painting with that wide brush from the viewpoint that you have seen, that older generation, so let's just call them, you can call them boomers, you can call them, technically, I guess we're Gen Z, so would it be Gen Y, the 40s to 50s, or whatever it is, that actually just say, you know what, fuck you, because I don't feel like doing it, I'm going to potentially put the rest of you in danger.
Now, I'm going to correct my statement. When I said young people, I'm talking more so people in the, I'd say, 18 to 35.
That's a millennial. Like,
okay, the 18 to 35.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about the super young kids.
No, I mean, they don't know no better.
Yeah, like, I'm not really talking about them. But right. I'm talking about the 18 to 35 year old.
And that's exactly what I mean. And that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, I just want to make that clear. Because where I live in the downtown area of this nice little suburb area, and there's a bunch of kids that kind of wear the masks, that don't really wear them. They're all hanging out.
This is also one of the same towns that got caught with 300 people on their front lawn having a party.
Hey, look, at least we're not South Jersey. At least we're not, you know,
what, having 700 person
parties,
right?
Or having, you know, they have, or yo, the cabana party looked lit though.
that cabana party.
Sure.
Where it was in, I don't know, what was it, Howell? It was in Howell, mm-hmm. and they had the cabana party, and, like, you had to pay to get in. I was like, look, I don't know how old these kids are. They're probably way, you know, they're way, like, younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm like, tell me those kids are 21 and up. I'm like, I'd be down to party with.
Doubt it. Sure.
Probably not, though.
Right. No.
There's probably drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
It looked like something out of Project X.
Sure.
It looked like something out of Project X. The people wearing masks, and it's just so wild to me. Because even, like, when I walk around, like, there are times where, like, all right, do I wear my mask? Like, you know, like, put your mask over your nose, things like that. What I will do is, if there's nobody around, mm-hmm. I have my mask, but I'll have it pulled down.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I start getting into a proximity of people getting yep. close to me,
sure.
it goes up.
Yeah.
And that's usually, that's my rule of thumb. And where I walk is usually, it's clear stretch where I can see people coming in, coming out, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Now at work, the mask is on the entire time.
Unfortunately, it has to be.
And where I work, there is, when I bartend, there's plexiglass up, so there are times where I will pull it down, have a drink of water, and sometimes
sure,
I'll just have it get some air. But there's also plexiglass from one end of the bar now to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, there are people that will say hi to me and talk to me. It looks like I feel like I'm like in the penalty box of like a hockey game.
Nice.
And I can't hear them.
Yeah.
Because of the plexiglass.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so wild just like, just watching how people interact. And then there are times where we're like, in most restaurants now, we don't have a bar area. The bar area is there, but it's been converted to additional seating for tables.
Which is smart.
And there are people that will still come up to the bar and order a drink. I'm like, no, I can't serve you. You have to sit at a table. First off, you got to put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to sit at a table.
Right.
Then you got to order your drink through a server.
Well,
then I will make it for you.
I've been to the patio area that you're talking about. I haven't like gone out to eat really, and seeing it, like, I could see people walking behind someone's chair that's sitting there trying to eat at a socially distant spacing. I mean, like, yo, let me get this. I'm like, but no.
Yeah.
That's why those tables are there, partially. Yes, it's extra revenue, but it's also to block off, which hopefully would give you the signal. No, but...
What's funny is, too, is that, you know, people have been jonesing for just restaurants to be open again, bars to be open again, and mm-hmm. it's like, look, I'll go there. Just tell me how can I go there and enjoy it like I used to. Well, first, like, if you were a bar regular, you got to sit at a table.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can order your drinks, but they prefer you to also order food as well. So now it's like everybody has to, it's this whole new way of life for a lot of people that used to just sit at the bar,
mm-hmm.
that would just get their like three or four drinks and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are about it, they do it, and then other people just, I haven't seen them since before the pandemic.
Sure.
They're just like, this is not the way that they want to do it. And okay, understood, you know, teach their own.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so funny because people have suggested like, oh, you know, like, why not like put up a couple of bar seats and just space them out? And I looked at them, and nothing against the bar regulars that I deal with, and I'm sure this is every bar in America. A lot of the bar regulars, when they get to a certain level, they become very spoiled. And they become very used to a certain type of treatment. And if I now have to tell them, hey, by the way, you can't do A, B, and C,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, like, they'll kind of respect it, and then when you're not looking, they'll kind of like just kind of go back to the way they're used to doing things. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you mean to tell me all the bar regulars that are like pains in the asses, high maintenance people, I'm gonna have these chairs spaced out? So what happens when three of their buddies come in?
Mm-hmm.
What's gonna happen then?
What happens if you're trying to holler at the girl that's sitting at one of those bar seats?
I'm like, how is this gonna work? I was like, you just can't have them.
No.
Or the chairs are gonna have to be bolted to the fucking floor. Not to be able to be moved.
But I don't even worry about them being able to be moved. You said it exactly. What happens when three of your boys shows up? And what are you going to do? Tell them no because there's too many people or that bar is full at 15% capacity? You have to go find a seat? And what are they going to do?
So, exactly. So because of all those reasons and many, many more, mm-hmm. I even looked at this person behind the plexiglass, pulled my mask down, gave him a face like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You really think this is going to work?
Right.
The people that come in here, the people you know that come in here, You know, I was like, come on, like let's be real. I love them all to death. When things go back to normal, everybody will be back and everything will be fine. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I know how some of these people will get. And sure. Then on top of that, you combine alcohol. You add alcohol to the mix. Yep. Lowered inhibitions. Yep. What do you mean I can't do this?
Yep.
What do you mean I can't do that? Are you kidding me? Where's the security? Oh, by the way, there is. I'm security now because we only can have X amount of people hired because of everything going on. It's so for that reason, no bar chairs. For that and many others, no bar chairs. You sit at a table.
Oh, it's
and that's it.
It's how things have gotten rolled back. You used to be able to have it where you could have, what was it, up to 100 people in New Jersey in an indoor gathering? I think that's now 25.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to open up indoor dining. That got nixed. Now, granted, that wasn't 100% our fault. That was a lot from other states and stuff like that. Plus, on top of it, they basically said that bars are a breeding ground for this stuff because of all the reasons you said. They don't want a social distance. They don't want to listen. And lower inhibitions.
And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the fall when the weather starts getting a little colder.
Mm-hmm.
Because restaurants, bars might just shut back down. Or they're going to try to convert whatever outdoor area to like some sort of a tent campy thing and you know, heat lamps and things of that nature. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Everything's to be determined. But for the most part, COVID's still a real thing. Hopefully, there is. Apparently, Russia is testing out a vaccine.
They tested out like 16 people. Okay.
And you know, we're all. USA's working on vaccines, and, you know, realistically, this stuff's probably not going to even come into play until maybe the beginning of next year.
You'll see somebody trying to push one out before the election.
Guaranteed. I was gonna say that the rumor was Trump might push one. That's like his like ace in the hole.
He's gonna try
to get reelected.
He's gonna try.
Hey, by the way, I got the vaccine.
It doesn't work that way. Now, yes, there's a lot of people trying to do this all at the same time, and hopefully, in certain aspects, collaborating. Where in the past it would be okay, you know what? We can all race towards the same thing, but we're not sharing. Okay. My father worked for a pharmaceutical company, a big one, one of the top three. He said, realistically, if you have 20 and you decide to hit on it in blackjack and you're hoping for that ace, if you're actually going to get that in the world of vaccines, you're still looking at 18 months to 2 years with nothing going wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, and on top of it, you have a shit ton of people who are against vaccines.
Yeah, but at that point, that's on them. If there's a vaccine available,
mm-hmm.
that's on them at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If everybody, yes, there are people that are not going to want to take the vaccine. There are people that don't take the flu vaccine. Honestly, I'm one of the people that doesn't take the flu vaccine, and not because I have any stance on I'm not going to take it because I have no. It's just knock on wood. You know, I never really get that sick.
Yeah.
And even when I get sick, I'm out of commission for maybe a day, and then I'm fine. But then even on top of that...
Well, you're like two hot toddies away from being better. That's pretty much you.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when it comes to a lot of scenarios, like, I'm Wolverine. And that's the one thing, one of the many things my ex-girlfriend hated about me. And she was like, I don't understand, like, you're like... You got shit face last night and you're perfectly fine the next day. And I'm like, more
yeah, I'm,
and then you know,
that's one like, of those things too that I never understood.
And
I'm
then,
good
but,
to go.
But
I'm
also dead. Like, you know, like when I get sick, like I'll still go to work because my opinion is me at 75%
sure.
is better than some people at 100%.
Correct.
So I can still go to work.
Sure.
And don't get me wrong, I'm like Jordan in the flu game. And I'll be sitting there and I'll be sweating and whatever like that, and I'll be drinking my Gatorade, and then I'm like, all right.
You licked someone else's pizza. You're like, yeah, you ain't getting
pizza. I ate the whole thing.
Four people brought that shit to your hotel room.
Speaking of pizza.
Correct.
Because we'll segue here.
Okay.
Because, you know, like Papa John's got into all that trouble.
Sure.
because, you know, he was like, he started dropping the N-word on like conference calls and shit. He's like, no, but I'm using it as an example. It's like, yeah, but you can't
you still say it. You still can't say it.
They got Shaquille O'Neal selling Papa John pizza.
Of course they did. They needed somebody, because if not, the biggest spokesperson besides Papa John himself was Peyton Manning.
I just find it ironic that the guy that was dropping N-bombs decides to get the biggest, blackest motherfucker to sell pizza.
In fairness to Papa John's too, Shaq will do anything for money. I saw his dumb face plastered all over Arizona iced tea. I'm like, what are you doing? He's a spokesperson for one of the brands I represent at my company. I'm like, sales have not gone up. But they will pay you. They will pay you to get in. I saw Shaq Week on Shark Week. I'm like, you would do anything for money.
Steve Harvey talks about multiple streams of income.
Sure.
Shaquille O'Neal's prime example of that.
Yeah. Has anybody ever bought the general car insurance? He's on...
Only if you get like fucking like four Deweys.
Right?
And nobody else is going to fucking you're like,
yo,
you.
I need this.
You know, like that's the only way I feel like you're going to get the general.
He does Frosted Flakes too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Him and Tony Tiger.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, he's selling Gold Bond.
Sure.
Gold Bond lotion.
Mm-hmm.
The general car insurance. Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Papa John's pizza. He just everything. He was doing like Dove men's body care. They get Shaquille O'Neal for everything. I just find it funny that, you know, given the circumstances of what happened with Papa John's, they're like, all
right,
guys,
we need right. Calling Shaq.
We're gonna get Shaq in.
Okay. Do you think that'll really work? Oh, it'll work.
Yeah. I was going to say, you think that's an N-bomb? We're going to drop the real N-bomb. Fucking Shaquille O'Neal.
Here you go.
Fucking selling Papa John pizza.
Right.
But the shit's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, obviously, and you know what's funny? Because, like, pizza and, like, food and things like that, like, I've been trying to be very, very good. Because, obviously, a lot of people are still home and working from home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, trying to chill on maybe ordering the takeout, try to be a little healthy, whatever like that. And it is, especially living in a downtown area, it is tough because in my window, I smell like garlic and like sauce right now.
Well, you have a good Italian place / pizzeria across the street from you. You have an Indian place right downstairs. It's like two of like the most like recognizable smells. Like, why don't you just put a barbecue joint around the corner and just call it a week?
And don't get me wrong, a lot of these places, a lot of them are local. Like, none of these are, like, name brand. There's only one, you got a Chipotle. You got a Chipotle. Mm-hmm. Actually, I live next to a Chipotle and a Qdoba.
Sure.
You want to talk about beef?
Yeah.
I don't go to Qdoba, and it's nothing against Qdoba, and I might have even mentioned this in a story before.
Hmm.
I do not go to the Qdoba that's in the neighborhood that I live in. Mm-hmm. I'll go to Chipotle in a heartbeat, but not Qdoba.
Okay.
I will not give them my money. I had a nasty interaction with the woman at Qdoba the one day.
Okay. But I thought you were gonna say like food wise, I'm like, but you're willing to risk E. coli from Chipotle.
Just don't eat the lettuce.
Yeah, but that's how you get the naked bowls, like without the rice. If you're trying to be like,
well, no, keto. I just do a burrito bowl, brown rice, black beans, some fajita veggies, and then, you know, maybe a little, you know, avocado.
I guess I know it's extra. I just don't do lettuce. I guess that makes sense. Okay.
Well, the scary thing going to E. coli thing is that now it was like found in onions.
Whoever is employing these people, like, let them have the opportunity to go use a restroom if they need to. Like, I remember that back when me and you worked at Fridays together, and they were like, oh yeah, they caught some guy pissing in the lettuce patches, and that's how we got E. coli.
Well, I remember there was a period of time where it was lettuce, and then it was tomatoes.
Yep.
And I think it went back to lettuce, and now it's onions. So, like, I'm assuming if you cook the onions, it'll be fine, but I'm...
You know, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm still like, I don't want to.
We'll wait. Yep.
Every once in a while, I'll forget because I'll get something with like onions on it. I'll eat it, and I'm like, "Well, it was like one piece of onion. That should be all right, right?"
Right.
You know, but
again, two hot toddies, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
How did Kevin Lawton cure E. coli? You like two hot toddies, baby. Went to work.
I went to Qdoba. Okay, so where Qdoba is right below my apartment building.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
We share a common area where when it comes to garbage or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking my garbage out. I go down the fire escape. That's where all the garbage is. Mm-hmm. Dumpsters, whatever like that. I look at the one garbage, it's full. I look at the other garbage, full.
Okay.
So I kind of am looking at like this dumpster that's right next to it.
Right.
And I'm like, there's no sign saying that I can't put this here.
Like property of.
Right. There's no signage or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of like, I guess I'll just throw it in here. Not like I'm just going to throw it in here and walk away. Like,
and it's trash. Like, yeah, it's not like you're throwing like a couch.
Right. So, you know, there's clearly like an inner dialogue that I'm going through in my mind, and I'm just looking around like what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in the dumpster. Meanwhile, this woman that works at Qdoba, the manager, she's on her phone, watched this whole process, and then tells me, you're not supposed to put it there.
If you did it.
Correct.
She couldn't have saved you that time and effort and whatever 10 seconds before that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I was like, well, there is no sign. I didn't know. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And just like you said, you watched me do it.
Yeah.
You could have been like, no, put it in that one. But you were on your phone. You waited for me to do it to then correct me on not doing it.
You know she told the person she was on the phone with who? She's like, yo, I'm going to get this guy.
And she works at Qdoba. I think she was like a manager there.
Right, okay.
So from that day on, I was like, fuck Qdoba.
You know what's funny? Like, knowing
fuck where, that Qdoba.
Knowing,
not all of them. That one.
Yeah, Qdoba's not bad. I would still probably take
Qdoba before. It's tasty.
Yeah, it's pretty much around the same. Pancheros is good too. But no.
Pancheros was really... I love Pancheros, but there's not one here anymore.
See,
but
from where your apartment is to where those dumpsters are, I would lift a window up and occasionally just pee on it. Who you gonna, who is it? I'm like, I don't freaking know.
Talk about E. coli in the fucking lettuce fashion.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? If you're dumpster diving behind a Qdoba, that's your own damn fault.
I was so irritated.
Not to watch what going on. No, left a bad taste in your mouth. I can understand.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. I'm not fucking going there anymore. I'll give Chipotle all my money.
Sure.
When I'm in the mood for that type of food.
You know what you should do, considering you have to go past there? You have to go past the Qdoba anyway to get your Chipotle? Is knock on the window afterward, just point at the Chipotle bag and be like, see? And put that shit in your dumpster.
They have outdoor, like they have like the outdoor table seating, whatever, at Qdoba. I should just go to Chipotle and just sit at Qdoba outside and just eat my food and just fucking leave it there.
Yeah.
Just out of spite.
You're like, yeah. Can you take that and put that in the dumpster for me? Thanks.
Yeah. Just out of spite. But I'm not that evil. Like, it's funny.
That's baggage. It's fun to talk about it on a podcast, but to actually genuinely do it,
That's something I would like create a sketch of and do.
Sure.
But I wouldn't do that in real life.
No.
But yeah, no. Fuck it though.
Can that be the title of this podcast?
Fuck Qdoba.
Yeah. Fuck Qdoba. Like, it's something we talked about for like 5 minutes, but like. Fuck Qdoba.
I'm like, hey guys, welcome back. And by the way, fuck Qdoba.
This podcast is sponsored by Fuck Qdoba.
Podcast is sponsored by fucking Chipotle. Because they're not going to yell at me when I throw my garbage away. So, obviously, with the pandemic going on, a lot of people are home. And a lot of people are working from home. And where I'm at, people are still walking around. Everybody's got their mask on or whatever like that. Or trying to be as good as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this, and obviously you are in a relationship. It is interesting being a single person in this whole thing of the pandemic and COVID and like, you know, people have asked me, it's like, oh, you know, what do you do now because you're single? And I'm like, honestly, and I give a cliche answer.
You're like, I'm quarantined. You're like, fucking jerk off. Like, what do you want me to do? I hold a fucking condom and whatever.
It's like, what do you do? It's called X videos.
Yeah.
And
they gave you a month free of fucking Pornhub premium, platinum or whatever it was. Come on. Like, what do? You like every now and
it's called Babes too. That's
yeah. Every now and again, I reactivate my McAfee fucking virus game and I go to the dark parts of the web. That's what I do.
I give them the cliche answer of, hey, look, I'm focusing on work and career, which is the honest truth. But every once in a while, I'm like, well, let me see what's going on Tinder. Let me see what's going on, because I got them all now.
Like, I have a little category in my phone of just like dating apps, and I'm just like, let me see what's out there, mm-hmm. and let me see what I can attract. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that I attract, unfortunately, is stuff that I am not attracted to. It's just not my style.
Now,
there's somebody for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But just the stuff that hits me up, and I'm like, nah, that's not how I roll. And I'm sure I'm not the only person out there. I'm not the only, because there's some people like, oh, you must be killing it right now. I was like, not really. I'm like, because these sites, first off, all these sites you have to pay for now, which stinks. Like, even like, you can get like a free version of these dating apps, mm-hmm. but in order to get to the, I guess, the next level of actually interacting with people, you have to pay some tier of a plan.
This is not going to broaden your dating pool by any stretch, but I would assume you could at least do it on the free missed encounters on Craigslist.
I don't want to die.
No. I'm not saying this is a good idea. I'm just saying it's free.
It's called missed encounters.
It's like missed encounters or chance encounters.
Like missed, like missed.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I was thinking like missed, like MYST.
No, like no, that, no, 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 like, no, no, no. Like that's the shit we're talking about. You fucking do it on Qdoba's garbage dumpster bin from the window of your apartment after dark.
The missed encounters.
You're like, someone just leave a hose on out there? Like, I can't see anything. It's dark out. You're like, yeah, that's what it is.
It's sterile when it leaves the body. It's fine.
Right.
I haven't gone that far. It's a,
this is first, why you need to just go back into your phone and go to A and ask different people if they're doing okay.
You want to know what's unfortunate now though too, because a lot of the people here's the other thing. It's mm-hmm. it's you want to talk about an onion? It's a lot of layers to this, right?
Okay.
So there's certain sites, like from what I've looked at,
mm-hmm.
Tinder's obviously the one that's like, oh, Tinder, blah blah blah. Bumble right. is like, you know, the women make the first move. I haven't done Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. I dropped a ball on Tinder one day, cause something was getting set up, and I totally dropped a ball, because I had never been put in that position before.
Are we gonna go through this whole thing right now on the podcast? Because I mean, I am delighted right now.
So, I'm hanging out. I was hanging out with Chuck and Katie one random night. They don't even know this.
Okay.
So my phone's going off. Okay. And it's just like Tinder. It's like, hey, what's up? And it was like, oh, hey, what's going on? It's like, wow, this girl's actually kind of cute, whatever, like that.
Right.
So we're having this conversation.
Doesn't need rent.
What's that?
I said doesn't need rent.
Yeah. Just okay. we're just having a conversation,
mm-hmm.
and it's like back and forth. It's going good. And then it was like, and I looked like where she was from. I think she was from like Hoboken.
Okay.
And then she was like, you know, it's like, hey, do you want to like hang out tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. I was just like, so like, first of all, it was like, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm from blah, blah, blah. And like, she was getting the rundown of me.
Mm-hmm.
I realize this in retrospect now. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was giving me the rundown of her.
She was. Okay.
So she was like,
for your passwords.
I'm half, you know, like I'm half big in this, that, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, cool, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, what do you like to do? You know, like it was like, in retrospect now, it was like we were kind of like almost like an interview with
each
other.
It sounds like a speed date almost.
Via text message.
Sure, yeah.
So then, you know, it gets to a point, it was just like, oh, you know, you're kind of cute. I was like, oh, you know, you're cute too, you know, it's whatever.
Sure.
I was like, things are going good. I was like, yeah, I was like, yo, let's like, I'm down, like, let's hang. Like, I'm trying to do it like a traditional, like, why don't we like set up a date?
Nah, man.
Hang.
Nah, man, wear a mask doggy style. That's it. You don't can't do that shit face to face anymore. Missionary style is dead.
And that was my mistake. And literally, like, but the thing was, I realized it after. So
I've
it
been
was
there.
Like,
yeah, I've been there.
So it was just like, we're talking, and then it was just like, hey, like, do you have your own place? I was like, yeah, I do. You know, whatever. So,
right.
And I was like, is she coming over here? And I was just like, yeah. It's like, she was like, she was a teacher. This and the other thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, you know, he's like, do you want to hang out? You know, it's like. You want to hang out tonight, but she didn't say if she was gonna come over here or if mm-hmm. I was gonna go over there. But
right.
It sounded like she was gonna come over here, and that right there kind of made me a little bit hesitant, because like I'm not gonna just bring some random stranger in my home because I don't know you from Adam.
Right
now,
at that same time, like, do you have a safe? Can you lock your shit up just in case?
I mean, like, I do, but I mean, yeah, I also have, like, random cool shit just, like, around. Next thing I know, it's like, yo, what happened to my fucking...
Yeah, my fucking Jeff's piggy bank is gone.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to my Hamilton fucking snapback? It's gone. You know? But, like, so I have, like, random, like, cool shit, like, floating around my apartment. So I was I was just like, you know? And I was like, why don't we, like... And I was like, why don't... I was trying to set a date. I'm like, why don't we, like, set up a date and, like, let's hang out, like, another day. Like, today might not... doesn't work for me. And she was like, oh, okay, then well, yeah, it's gotta be today, sorry. And then, like, literally just, like...
She was like, it's gotta be today, sorry?
Like... paraphrasing.
Okay.
But pretty much just kind of like, and it's like, oh, okay. And then just kind of ended the chat, deleted the chat that we had.
Okay.
And then I guess she just went on to the next.
There's a part of me that says that's one of two things. Either A, you may have blown it, or B, you may have saved yourself from getting robbed. Because not for nothing, there's no one I can, there's no situation I can think of. And if they're that desperate, looking that, and not to say that you're desperate, like a last resort or anything like that, but I'm saying, if you, like, I have been in the situations before, pre my girlfriend, where it's been like, yo, now, here. Okay. It wasn't like, it has to be today. Fuck me, it has to be today. Like, not for nothing, in my opinion, that sounds like you actually saved yourself from getting fucking robbed. And to delete the chat after that? Like, come on. Like, all right, so we're pre-interviewing each other. Okay. As crazy as it is, like, you see those things on Facebook now where it's like, oh, someone play along, blah, 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 blah. Those are all the questions that are typically security questions for all of your accounts. Not to say that it's not something that's just innocent, but at the same time, in the world we live in, it's not horrible to have your guard up in certain aspects. Like,
right.
So... for them to be like, yo, it has to be right now. And you'd be like, you know what, girl? Like, all of a sudden, maybe now it doesn't have to be right now. Because all of a sudden, you're going to see where I live, Google the median income of where I live, not understand whether I make above or below that median income, and all of a sudden, you're going to show up with three dudes who are a lot bigger than me, and you know what? My fucking Hamilton snapback could be gone. And I'm not going to get any play.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, and your fucking Jets piggy bank. Like, fuck. So, you know what? With her, with the way that ended, paraphrased or not, to me, I think you lucked out. Because
now I don't know if she was gonna come here or if she wanted me to go there.
It don't matter.
That's the other thing.
It don't matter. In my opinion, in some way, shape, or form, you were leaving with less than what you came with. And I'm not saying that in the biblical sense. I am saying that in most likely the possessional sense. From the way you said it like that at the end, that's the way I would have taken it. My guard would have been up real quick. I'm like, wait, why right now? Why this?
I realized that after, because I was like, oh, she was trying to, like, get it in tonight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I interpret it. But at the same time, like you said, there was a part of me that was like, well, hold on.
Yeah.
You know, the spidey sense did go up. But then after that, it was just like, oh, man, she really wanted it. And, like, I just declined it. And now
not for nothing. Either that or she was a prostitute. And she was looking for a John right then. I've never had an interaction that ended up being a one-night stand where it was just like, it has to be right this moment.
But here's the thing. I agree with you. But at the same time, shit's changed. The game is fucking different now.
You know what I mean? That could, like, be very fair.
The game's fucking different now, and I'm learning as I go. Because, you know what I mean? Like, I've been out of the game for about, like... probably like 7-8 years.
Sure.
So now it's just a matter of me trying to figure, just even just simply just talking to fucking people. You know what I mean? Like, almost sure. Like, it's almost like I have to learn from fucking scratch. All the shit all over again.
Right.
Because now it's not necessarily, it's like, can I talk to people? Absolutely.
Of course.
Can we have a good conversation? Absolutely.
Sure.
But there are certain things and cues and things that I feel like people do now that they didn't do before.
Okay.
That now I have to learn. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is how you got to do it, like this then.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like when, you know, little kids, like, learn math now. It's like, wait a minute, that's not the way I learned math when I was a kid. Why is it this way now? Where, like, or it's like...
But here's the positive on that. Using that same analogy, you both get to the same result.
I suppose.
If you have to learn 7 times 6, but you have to learn 7 times 6 by some weird ass Common Core math, which ends up taking up like 3 sheets of paper, if you're just trying to get it in, not necessarily looking to, like, long term this situation, again, it may take you a different way of getting to do it, but at the end of the day, You learn that way.
Although, the problem with that is that if I'm a little bit slower on the arithmetic, there's gonna be somebody there that might be a little bit faster than me that can get to it before I can.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, like, and this is not. I take it also from the fact that this is not meant in any romantic way, but you're a good-looking dude. You can hold a conversation. You're smart. Like, fuck it. Find the next one.
Because, no,
you know what I mean?
And I agree. And I'll tell you what, man, just even just looking at what's out there, mm-hmm. according to these dating sites, mm-hmm. it's looking a little... The dilemma that I'm in right now, and I use the word dilemma loosely. Mm-hmm. I am 41. Mm-hmm. I do not look like I'm 41.
No. You look younger than me, and I'm 3 years younger than you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. Happy birthday, Ben Affleck. You definitely look older. You definitely look younger than his ass.
So, wait, are you...
Jennifer... I'm going to be 39.
You'll be 39?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're 2 years younger than
not
me.
Not right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair,
no.
Fair. I was going to say,
in
okay.
In all reality,
when
yeah.
When you said 2 years, I was like, wait, you're 30? I was like, 30, 39. Yeah, COVID better be gone by when you turn before you turn 40. Just saying.
We'll figure it out. We'll find... Not for nothing. Islands are cheap.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You keep grinding. I'll keep grinding. Chuck keeps grinding. You know what? If Chuck had Instagram, we'll now turn into if Chuck had an island. I got one, bitch. I got one. Just sitting there chilling.
I'm 41 years old.
Yes, you are.
But I do not look like I'm 40.
No.
But the women, like certain sites, like the women are a little bit older or like that. The women that are a little bit older are like, I want to settle down and have kids, or I already have kids and I just want to just find something. I just want to like go
that's
have
what,
like a serious
that's
relationship.
Where, that's what you're going for, by the way. You're not going for the I'm ready to settle down and have kids. You're ready for the I fucked up when I was young, had kids with a douchebag, now I'm single.
But I haven't come across that on these dating sites. So
I feel like Tinder's a young person's game, though.
But that's Tinder. But then I've also, I dabble on OkCupid.
Okay.
And I dabble on Hinge. Because Hinge is created. It's like, we don't want you to have this website forever or this app forever. We want you to delete it. Because we want you to find love. It's like, look, I'm not saying... I've been in a committed relationship for like 7 or 8 years. I just want to blow off a little steam. Mm-hmm. And then see where we go from there. So in my mind...
I hate to say it, but like you're back to Plenty of Fish. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to end up with the Simpsons 3 fucking eyed fish. There ain't nothing good on there.
So it's just me looking... And you know my strength would be? Going to a fucking bar. Guess
sure.
what? Bars are closed.
Sure.
Fuck.
Yeah, I hate to say it. AC's open. The pool's open.
Yeah, I'm good.
I know. I feel you. Trust me. I saw that, and I was like,
oh. I'm not saying I won't roll the dice. Just not yet.
No. Because it seems like, unfortunately, if this was 2 months ago, yeah, I might actually think about it. Because you know what? At that point in time, we were leading the country in new cases in terms of being good about stuff. It seemed like people were taking things seriously. And then all of a sudden, pow, summer hit. Pow, I'm tired of this. Pow, cases back up.
Yeah.
So it, unfortunately, not right now. But
yeah.
finish what you're talking about.
So I feel like if I'm gonna just wanna have a little fun, I gotta talk to somebody a little bit younger. But it's okay, because I don't look like a 41-year-old man.
No.
I look like somebody at least, you know, a lot of times, the general age that I get from people when I tell them how old I am, and then they're like, wow, I thought you were, is usually 28. 28 is usually the age that people are like, oh, I thought you were like 28. I was like, huh, 41.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool. A lot of times people think I'm lying. They're like, you're not 41. I'm like, of all the things I could lie about, why is this the one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the thing, why would you lie up?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the
it's out of disbelief.
Okay.
It's people like that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm like, well, thank you, but no.
Mm-hmm.
I am that old.
Yeah, I just
So for me, I'm a old guy that looks young. So I want to talk to a younger person because, you know, they're just still trying to figure their stuff out. You know, the older, not to say that, you know, there's not a 41-year-old person that's probably in the same boat that I'm in that was in a relationship.
Sure, right.
But, like, I feel like a lot of that's hard to decipher on these dating sites.
Yeah, like, I mean...
And am I, like, really, like, you know, like, am I, like...
See, I hate that.
Am I, like, desperate, like, oh, come on, I need
no,
to find
see,
somebody?
I don't think,
I'm
no.
not. I'm just kind of, like, you know, like, you just go on your phone, you go on Instagram... Let's go on my phone and go on Tinder, swipe a couple times, and then I'm like, all right.
See, the thing to me, though, is I feel like if you're looking for just that real quick feel...
See, I don't even know if it's even just that. Like, I don't even know...
Well, here's
the thing. I just want something.
And...
Something.
Okay.
And just see where it goes. Whether it's, you know, whether it's the ONS...
Mm-hmm.
Or the F... Or the FWT, which I learned.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that. That was like this fucking young man's game. This fucking lingo. I was like, ONS. What's ONS? And I looked it up, and I was like, oh. I'm like, okay. And I was like, FWT. What's FW? Oh, okay.
Okay, give me a minute. I'm younger than you, but I've been out of this game just as long. Here's my thing. I feel like dating apps take time. So, like, it takes time to set them up. It takes time to put it in there. You're putting some thought into it. So, you know, you kind of want something out of it. And more likely than not, you probably don't want what you could have just gotten when the bars were open, which was probably just, like, some dude coming in there kind of getting creepy or whatever. Maybe you hit it, maybe you don't. Why not the social media apps? Slide into a DM.
Thought about that.
You know what I mean? Like, it. Again, thinking about it more along the lines of... There's no real effort put into like setting it up. Like even with Tinder, it's like, all right, upload pictures, this, that, blah, 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 blah. Like social media in that aspect is more or less kind of kill two birds with one stone. You've had it. You've had the presence forever. Same thing with the female or whatever, you know, whatever else it is. But it's not there for the express consent of someone sliding in there looking for either a relationship or something else. Why not just do that? You know what I mean? Shit comes to shit. The worst thing that happens is you just block somebody. Like, fuck. Who cares? In that instance, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, that's my personal opinion. Like, and I feel like Tinder's tricky. And I also feel like from the very limited experience I had with Tinder when it was first around, it's all like Russia. It's all like Russian sex bots looking for fucking green cards and shit. I'm like, no.
You know what it is? Is that. And, like, I don't want to, like, put anybody down.
That
are on some of these sites.
Sure.
It's fine, because every once in a while, like, I'll come across, like, somebody that I know that's on one of these sites. And I'll just kind of, like, I look at the picture. It's like, well, what do I do? I'm like, I actually know who this person is. Do I swipe right? And it's like,
well,
hey,
put
that's
it this
funny.
Way.
I found you on Tinder.
Well, put it this way.
Or do I swipe to the left and just kind of, like, oh, I didn't see it. Maybe they don't want me to see this.
Well, no, here's the thing. If you want to hit that... Yes, you swipe right on that. Because not for nothing, they put themselves out there to the point where it's like, look, I'm looking to do something with somebody. It's like, not for nothing, it's like you go to a restaurant, you see their menu in the window. It's like, gosh, should I see... Well, I don't know, the menu's in the window, so... But like, someone... They want someone to fucking eat it.
The fucking whack.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Shit sounds like stirred macaroni and cheese. That's about the only thing I know about that. I didn't even know what a Meg Thee Stallion was until I actually ended up going down that Twitter hole.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion?
I had no idea what a Meg Thee Stallion was.
Megan
I knew what a Cardi B was, obviously.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Not on Tinder.
Megan Thee Stallion is not on Tinder. There's a lot of girls who think that they're Megan Thee Stallion, and you're like Megan the Clydesdale or something. I don't know. No.
They're just not the Stallion.
Yeah. Cardi B, no. More like Bardi C. I don't know. It's just, no.
Nope.
But, hey. I mean, that's just one of the, you know, one of the things I feel like a lot of people that are in my position are doing right now.
Let me ask you this, though.
On social.
Considering the health precautions that you take, would you be down for that with a stranger in this time? not prejudging anybody, not anything else, but like, let's just say it was, like, let's just say hypothetically speaking, there was somebody that was at your place of business who got a little banged up with a couple of her girlfriends sitting at a table, not at the bar, whatever it was, and was like, you know what, I want to take you home right now.
Yeah, I probably would.
Would or would not?
I probably would.
Okay, yeah. Not for nothing, if I was in your position, I would too. Again, wear a mask, doggy style. It's fine.
It would be, yeah, it would be a very... It would be case by case.
Okay.
It would have to be somebody who I would feel comfortable with.
Okay.
And then see where it goes.
Okay. Because there's a part of me that wonders, like, is the age of just that random one-night stand hookup with a complete stranger, not just like, oh, it was an acquaintance, it was a friend of a friend, or whatever it was, where that's, again, understanding the fact that the arena has basically been shut down, but obviously there's still the virtual arena in that instance too. Would you feel comfortable about that? Or has, because there's been health things being put into the public spotlight, is that, you know, to a certain degree, would you just say, you know what? Is that safe at this point? I mean, don't get me wrong, we're both men, and we both have urges.
Correct.
If we were both in a situation of yours, probably, yeah.
This is what they're trying to figure out in the NBA bubble right now.
No, they figured it out. By the way, completely on topic of that, but, like, it happened, like, months ago. I don't know. It wasn't a verified account. I have no freaking idea who she is. She had a lot of followers. But, like, apparently, she tweeted out, too. She's, like, already been invited into the bubble.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember her. Yeah, I remember that chick.
That was, like, 2 days in. Again, I don't remember who it was, per se, but...
And I felt like I liked her tweet and retweeted it. But I know what you're
talking
about.
Maybe that's why I saw it.
Yeah, but yeah, now, no, I know what you're talking
about. Now, speaking of which, did you hear about the Seattle Seahawks player who dressed up his... we'll say one-night stand. I don't know. I don't think he knew her beforehand.
His ONS...
Still trying to figure out what that stands for.
You just said it.
Oh, well, I said, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I could just say what I stand. Fucking acronyms.
Well, you know. FTW. No, I'm sorry, not FTW. FWT, Friends with Benefits. No, I'm sorry, FWB, Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
That's the other one. Mm-hmm. FWB.
Long-term partner or something like that, like LTB or something like that. I don't remember. Either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so apparently he dressed his ONS in team-issued gear, tried to pass her off as a team member to get him into the quarantine hotel. He has since been released by the Seahawks.
Good job.
Risking it all.
Good job out of Seattle for doing what they had to do, because they had to set an example. Bad job out of that guy.
Yep.
But the, you know, the thought process is like, one, like, you're gonna risk it all just to get a little booty? That's number one. Number two, team gear. Like, what is she wearing? Like, cause I picture, like, this is a, like, I feel like this is like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah.
It's like Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is she dressed up in pads and helmet and like the full gear?
No. Just like team issued gear. So like, figure like, see like the
probably
shit,
like a like, hat, probably like a baseball cap.
Yeah, maybe like a majestic long sleeve tee or something like that, and like a pair of champion shorts.
But
or something.
Wouldn't that almost maybe the one thing that you're trying to get away with, like covered up, you might be making it too obvious now.
Well, that's the thing. They were saying that because I was listening to it on the story on the radio, and a couple athletes were like, "You never wear team gear in the lobby of a hotel."
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
Everybody knows you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
it's.
And also, why not just leave and like handle your business in a fucking parking lot?
Yeah.
I've done some nasty shit in fucking TGI Fridays parking lot back in the day, fucking the one we worked at, and a different location, and I've still gone in for drinks afterward.
What'd you have?
Like the girl, or like what did I have to drink?
It's a drink.
Oh, I was saying probably a beer and a shot. Like,
oh, okay.
I was gonna say, you know the girl.
I'm just curious. But yeah, like it's all right. So this guy, he's like, all right, I'm gonna sneak. Like he's on the phone with this girl. Like I'm not. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna sneak you in. Don't worry. Just wear this. Yeah. In the back of my mind, it's like this is something out of like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something out of like a sitcom.
It's like to get around Elmer Fudd, you dress as like female Elmer Fudd or
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and it's just... It's like,
you're better off just wearing regular, maybe wear like dude clothes. You know what I mean? So just look like a regular, like a regular dude. Like maybe just you wear the hat, maybe wear a hoodie, maybe wear some like. I mean, at this point now, everybody wears skinny jeans anyway, so you can probably get away with like.
What they were saying that makes the most sense: pay one of the people who work at the hotel to give them their uniform for an hour. Grab the uniform of a hotel worker, bring them up.
See, that's taking lessons from the Is That Your Chick video.
The what?
Is That Your Chick video.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Back in 2000. Memphis Bleek and Jay-Z. They did that in the video.
Oh, did
they?
Okay, okay.
The girls were trying to get up to the hotel, to the hotel party, trying to get up to the balcony party.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl dressed up as a maid. She had a vacuum cleaner, everything.
Like a Dyson?
Yeah, right. She had it. And then the other girl scaled the.
Did she just like keep one in her car for like just in case?
They're probably open. You know,
she got a room closet. I would say she got a Marriott work uniform. She got a Holiday Inn work uniform.
She's like an independent. Mm-hmm. She got her own house. She got her own car. But the other girl scaled the building to get to the balcony, and then they didn't let her. They closed the curtain on.
Not for nothing. If you're gonna scale a building, A for effort.
At this point, just let you into the party. It's like, all right, look, you did.
Yeah, exactly. Like chances are we're not gonna pay you any attention, but like you can sit here for a while if you want.
But yeah, that was a video from Jay-Z and Memphis Bleek back in like early 2000s.
See now that you say it, like I have like the beat in my head. I'm like, oh okay, now I know what you're talking about. It's scary. I still haven't seen a video for it, but you know.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of music videos in this whole pandemic quarantine. Okay. I've watched a lot of TV. You know what's funny? I've been watching a lot of Pluto TV. Do you know what Pluto TV is?
Yep.
Pluto TV is a free channel. It's a free. It's like a
Is Pluto the MTV channel you're telling me about?
It has one of them. Yeah. Okay. It has a couple of them. Yeah. I showed it to you.
Yeah.
Pluto is
has all
own,
like the old challenges
it's,
and stuff.
It's an online. I don't even want to say it's a channel. It's like an online network.
Okay.
But it has all these built-in channels of like a lot of. It's a lot of content. They have a Baywatch channel. They have They have multiple MTV channels, and then they have binge MTV channels of like The Hills. I've been watching a lot of The Hills lately.
Sure.
Not gonna lie, it's a guilty pleasure. I was like, is this 2007 or 2020?
Right.
The challenge, like the real world, road rules challenge, all that stuff. They have a channel just based on that. 24 hours a day challenge.
Right.
They have a Wild and Out channel. See how long that lasts. They have a an Are You the One channel, which I don't really watch it, but I know that's there. I know I'm gonna get caught in it one day.
Is it like a dating
it's
show?
A dating real world style, like okay. They all live in a house, people hook up, blah blah blah.
Okay.
But then they have like all these other channels, but it's a ton of, and then they have on demand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's probably got like about like I think it's like 250 channels on this thing.
No shit.
It's free. The only thing is there are commercials. So you can't fast forward, but you can't rewind. Yeah, I don't mind it either.
Yeah. Can you pause? Like say you had to go like take a like go use the bathroom or like make yourself food or something.
Yeah, it's like watching regular television. Or how it used to be.
Bad deal though.
And then they even have like news channels. The news channels are I think they're on a half hour delay. So they'll have like local news.
Mm-hmm.
So like if local news was at 6:30, you'll see it at 7. On these channels.
Mm-hmm.
But Pluto TV is basic cable, how basic cable used to be back in the, before DVR and TiVo and all that shit.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good, but I've been watching a lot of that and then just watching a lot of Hills. Well, you know, talk about sliding DMs. I'll slide in Andre Patridge's DMs. Still looks pretty good.
I think most of them still do. The only one who really fucked herself up because, and the reason why I say fucked herself up is because she did so much plastic surgery was Heidi Montag. She was beautiful. I thought she was hot before she, and then she just started getting like plastic lips, face injections, all the stuff. Where, like to the point where it was like I don't really recognize you anymore.
I felt like I saw a picture of her recently, and it looked like maybe she got some of it scaled back.
Good.
And she
okay.
Was starting
good.
To like.
Because she was. I always thought she was really. She was one of my favorites on that show.
They have a Dora the Explorer channel. Dora the Explorer freaks me out.
Why?
because if you watch, if you ever watch Dora the Explorer, she, well, obviously it's a cartoon, it's an educational cartoon, little kids love it, but like I noticed like Dora the Explorer, like she's always like it's always like guess the number, everybody. She's always looking. Like, she breaks the fourth wall and looks, I guess, technically supposed to be looking at whoever is watching the TV. Mm-hmm. But her face and her body is, like, doing regular stuff. But her face and her eyes are always locked onto the fourth wall.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is the weirdest shit ever. I'm like, so she's, like, doing stuff. She's like, let's row the boat.
And it's but she's staring deep into your soul.
Yeah, and I'm like she's drilling, like, you know,
like why aren't you, like,
she's like burning a hole in my neck because she's just staring at like whoever's looking at the TV. Hmm. Like, she's hypnotizing little kids, Dora the Explorer.
Probably.
And I was like, this is like kind of trippy. I couldn't get into this.
Okay.
But watching a lot of that and on demand stuff, and just, I mean, like, what have you been doing? In terms of pandemic, I mean, I know you're working a lot. Mm-hmm. As am I.
The crazy thing, like, and I've said this to you, we've talked about this during other podcasts and stuff like that. Outside of just like random things that pop up with it, with life, nothing's really changed. Like, unfortunately, I'm old in the sense that, like, I feel old, so I don't really go to bars very much. I go to sleep early. So, like, me, like, having restaurants and bars shut down, I don't really eat out that much anyway. How many times would you see me at your bar? Maybe 2-3 times a month, maybe, because I don't typically go out on weekdays.
You did come by and get a barbecue platter, the one recently.
which was fucking phenomenal. And
I was gonna ask you how it was.
Nobody needs that much potato salad, like, nobody. But you know what I will say though, the potato salad was actually really good. Like, I expected half the potatoes to be like half cooked and the other half to be like almost overdone. Okay. It was all cooked really well. All
right.
The barbecue was good. The barbecue sauce was, in my opinion, a little bit sweeter than what I'm used to. But I'm also used to sugar-free barbecue sauce now, because ever since I went keto and I've obviously killed that, I really liked I think it was Stubbs. Sugar-free barbecue sauce. Okay. So it's the taste that I most associate with barbecue now.
Okay.
I mean, the chicken was good, the pulled pork was good, the ribs were good, the mac and cheese was really good. If you're gonna put breadcrumbs on mac and cheese, put them on the whole thing. Don't just put them on like a couple little pieces where I just take the pieces out and eat them, so it looks like I'm a weirdo. Like, if you open up the tray, it's like,
do you like the breadcrumbs?
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Everyone loves the toasted breadcrumbs on them. And if you don't, you're a terrorist. Like, at me, I don't fucking care. But, like, if you're going to put them, like, you can tell the guy just kind of, like, threw them on, sprinkled them on or whatever, but he didn't cover the whole thing. I'm like, come on, guy. So, like, I'm sitting here, like, eating out, like, a little section from here, a little section of there. But, no, I was, dude, you said it in the street, for, like, $53, including tax, dude. Like, you could feed a family of six if they're not fucking.
I saw that platter that they gave you. I was like, yeah.
It was easily, again, I mean, you're talking about mac and cheese, potato salad, which is going to be heavy as. Heavy anyway. You're talking about 10 pounds of food.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like they were cheap on anything. Like, they gave you like amazing portions on all of it.
How long did that thing last? You must have been eating barbecue for like fucking like days.
Well, I split it the one night with my dad. Okay. And then I had ate the rest of like the barbecue meat with like different sides. Not like one day I'd have it with a salad, one day I'd have it with something else.
Okay.
2 or 3 days.
Nice.
2 or 3 days. Nice. And then, like, I unfortunately, I threw, like, half a tray of potato salad away because I couldn't eat that much potato salad. Like, you know, I probably ate about half of the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
and then,
that's fine. Whatever.
You know what I mean? Good. Even doing that, though, I'm still, like, I still got my money's worth. And then,
right.
You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
But, no, I mean, I've gotten into investing. So I've started playing.
I've watched you partake in the.
So
the Carl's group on Facebook,
which is fun. I mean, I'm still learning a lot, so I'm still losing a little bit here and there, but you know, still learning, which is fun. It's something kind of new and different to learn. Pretty happy that sports is back now. Obviously, that's always a fantastic thing. So again, man, like, as shitty as it is, because I've worked every day, I don't. Again, outside of just normal things that kind of like life throws at you from time to time, like, I don't really feel like much has really changed that much in terms of like my typical day-to-day life. Like, I don't see you nearly as much, which sucks. I don't see like Joe or Dave or even Chuck and Katie as much as I would like to. Like, you know, I just, I don't know.
Everybody's doing their thing.
I feel like I was developing into more of a homebody. Because I've been doing this damn thing for too fucking long. Like, I was out at 12 years old having fucking, you know, bonfire parties in the fucking woods and drinking right. and smoking and acting a fool and fucking waking up on people's fucking front lawns. I didn't even know who they were when I was like 14 or 15. I'm fucking tired, man. Like, I'm happy to go to sleep at 10 and wake up at fucking 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, look at the business section or watch the news or enjoy a cup of coffee or whatever. Like, that's... This lifestyle, outside of the fact that, like, you're kind of anxious whenever you go out now because of everything going on.
Right.
Outside of that, which, again, is a very, very big thing, kind of okay with it.
Okay.
You know, again, like, mixing in the fact that I would love to see my friends a lot more and, like, you know, people that I consider my family a lot more, like, that's really about it. You know, I would love to see the economy come back, too, in ways where people aren't stressing all the time about, you know, like, making money and stuff like that. Like, I'm glad to see the... You know, you've kind of found, like, your multiple ways of making your income and doing stuff like that. And same thing with all of my other friends who had issues in the beginning of the pandemic in terms of work and stuff like that. Like, good. Just I just want to see that stuff continue and progress. Other than that,
I still
sleep by 10 or 11 o'clock.
Right. I mean, I pretty much essentially do all those things minus going to bed at 10 o'clock. I'm so just adjusted to this life, and even when not working in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
it's just kind of like, now it's funny because now when I get home from work, and usually I get home before midnight, I'll sit on the couch. Half the time I like fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, just out of it. Like,
sure.
I remember used to be able to stay up till like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning with no problems. Now, a little harder to do now.
So
on a weeknight.
This is something that I'm going to put out there, because I haven't really told many people. It's nothing like bad, but it's something that I think you would actually be able to fill in the blank for me. Do you remember a guy who worked at Fridays around the same time we did, and his name was Russ? I don't remember his last name. He's a cop now in Cranford. He's probably about maybe 2 or 3 inches taller than me, so he's probably about 5'8", 5'9". Kind of stout, but I mean, that could also just be because he had gear on and stuff like that, because he's a cop. But he worked at Fridays and he bartended there right around the same time Dave, Matt, and Mike did. So that was we were obviously still working there.
The name's not ringing a bell.
No, right. So I was working Tuesday. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was going through an intersection and a car was turning left.
Right.
So she sped up. It was like 7:30 in the morning. She sped up. So I sped up to kind of get around her. But again, I had the right of way going through the intersection where she was making the turn across the solid lines, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So she apparently nicked the back of my work truck. Nothing bad. It looked like, honestly, it looked like I took sandpaper to it. It looked like a scratch. Nothing was dented even.
Right.
Her car was a little bit more screwed up, but it was a smaller car. You know, you could, whatever. I didn't even feel it. I had stuff in the back of my truck. I had no freaking idea anything even happened. So I
drove. She hit your car.
Correct.
Okay.
And I had no idea. I thought the vibration I felt was just like the product moving in the back of my truck.
Right.
You know. So I go around a corner and literally there's four cops following me with their sirens on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So of course I pull over, give them my license and registration and everything like that. And the guy was like, you fled the scene of an accident. And I'm like, I wasn't in an accident. They were like, you didn't see that woman hit you? I'm like, no one hit me. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I swerved to get around somebody who was making a turn at a point in time where they probably shouldn't. She goes, yeah, she hit you. I'm like, so she hit me, but I'm in trouble for fleeing? They're like, well, yeah. So license registration, go back to the intersection, park there, come up, give the guy everything or whatever. And he's like, you genuinely did not feel that you got into an accident. I'm like, I have no idea. The guy looks at my truck. He sees, like, literally like a rub, not even,
yeah.
like, barely a scratch. And he's like, okay. And then he's like, you look really familiar. I'm like, where are you from? I'm like, are you yeah. from Union County? He's like, yeah, I'm from Berkeley Heights. I'm like, oh. Do you know this person? Do you know
yeah,
this person?
Yeah, yeah, you got out of the...
Apparently, we worked at the same place together. He's come into your place of business before. Knows all the same people we used to know at Fridays, stuff like that. Like, it very, very small. At end of the day, I didn't get in trouble. The other lady didn't get in trouble, at least to my knowledge. You know, like, no tickets were written or anything like that. And everyone went about their day. It seemed like a genuine, like, especially on mine, it seemed like a genuine misunderstanding. I had no idea.
Right.
Or whatever it was. But it was just a small world. And the reason why I even bring up this story is because of how small a world it is. That randomly, I'm driving through my town. Some guy who grew up in a different town, but because of where we worked, just went down the list of all the people. From, you know, the guy who now owns the Chinese food place that we go to, you know, even knew Joe Nicastro because of Berkeley Heights and blah, 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 blah. Like, it was such a random, random occurrence. But I still can't put a name to the guy or a face to the guy when we worked together.
I'd have to do a little investigating.
Yeah, just get into
an accident. I'm probably sure I know who he is.
Get into an accident in Cranford.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
No.
I'm not gonna.
Excuse me. Let someone hit you in Cranford in your car.
Yeah.
So that way then it's your.
Yeah. No, I fit.
Oh. Like, so update on something else.
Yes.
Look at the face.
I did see that. Yeah. Bobby got his beard trimmed up.
I will tell you this: Corey Matthews takes that shit serious.
Corey Matthews is good.
So, like, every other chair was filled. Everyone was wearing masks, even if they weren't cutting someone. I think they, like, spray sanitized, like, the equipment they were using just for my beard probably at least 2 times while they were still cutting it.
I mean, I've gone there a couple times now since.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, I mean, like, the one barbershop that I would go to was a Bobby recommendation, Corey Matthews.
Mm-hmm. You saw the Jets signed Jets jerseys on the wall.
I saw the Jets apparel, the signed jerseys. Yep. Everything was cool. Playing a little hip hop music. They're playing a little, yep, little Common, a little Kanye in there. I was like, yep, okay, I feel the vibes in there. And I talked to, you know, the one person who I was able to get an appointment with happened to be a black guy, which is fine. I was just like, I just want to make sure when you're a black person and you go to a barbershop that you don't normally go to,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, they want to, you know, call themselves a salon or everything like that. I don't know if it's an ignorant sounding question, but for me, I'm like, I got to make sure that they know how to cut black people hair, for lack of a better term.
I don't think that's wrong. Different texture. It's probably a different way of cutting it.
I would think that if you are in that field, mm-hmm, you should know how to cut it regardless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it should just be like, all right, like, however way they train you, whatever like that, they should be like, all right, this is how you cut this texture. This is how you cut this style. Fair. I would think that maybe that's what you would do in that scenario, but I'm sure that there are some people that are better at it than others.
Sure.
But also, I almost equate it to, like, where we used to work. It's just like, all right, not everybody's going to know how to make a Negroni.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there are going to be some people who know how to make it, and there's some people who are going to wing it.
Right.
I don't want to go to the place where they wing it. I want to go to a place where they know how to, like, oh, okay, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Unless you really like sweet vermouth.
Well, yeah.
And nobody, like, really, really likes sweet vermouth.
But I mean, like, using that analogy for, like, hair. It's sure. Like, I want to go to the place where they know. So, you know, you go online, you look at the photos, you're like, okay, they got some brothers going up in there. They got some, and brothers with some notoriety.
Sure.
Jets players.
Yeah.
Giants players. So, mm-hmm, I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Yep.
The guy that happened to cut my hair happened to be a black guy. But that was the only appointment that was open.
Right.
On that particular day. So, I was like, I'll give him a shot. Why not?
Sure.
And I've been going to him ever since, and he's cool, nice, and like, yeah, that. Yeah. We shoot the shit and talk to him, and I make sure I hook him up.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, but I've gone there. It's good because the hood barbershop that I go to, that shit ain't open.
Yeah.
That is because you want to know what it is? That's more of a hangout. It's like, oh, by the way, you can get your hair cut here, but people are hanging out. You wasn't about social distancing, my ass.
So
they're not going to be.
So thinking of that, that's almost more of a social club that also cuts hair.
Right.
Right. No, I got you.
It's you know, it's culture. Now.
And not for nothing, most of those barbers, too, are probably all doing it on the side anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even want to pay the chair fee.
Oh, yeah. But going to this spot, and yeah, like, they take it seriously. They're wearing masks.
Sure.
They you know, because I remember they used to, you know, you usually go to a barbershop, they have, like, the brush, they brush your face,
They don't do that anymore.
They don't have that. It's like, they use, like a hair dryer.
Yep.
And they just, like, yeah, they use, like, a, like, just, like, compressed air, and they just, like, pretty
well,
much
they,
just, like,
I mean, the woman who took your appointment and everything, she used to do hand massages for you, too. Like, she would actually come and, like, massage your hands and stuff like that, and, like, she had a tip jar separately for that.
Can't do that.
Can't do that anymore. Nope. They used to offer you beer or scotch. And they would offer you like PBR, or they would offer you like Johnny Black.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same Corey Matthews.
The one in Cranford, yeah. They used to look at me funny too, because I was like, nah, I don't really want a beer at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. It's like, sorry.
Shit, I would.
Well, yeah, but like they used to.
No, I feel you.
They absolutely used to. They would have, you know, like.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. They were always a legit spot. They absolutely were.
No, wow. I mean, look, they do good work. I'm satisfied with the work that they're doing.
You said it though, and it's true. You could tell that they actually cared about the cleanliness too, like the sanitation aspect of it. Because not for nothing,
they're taking temperature checks. They're doing, mm-hmm. They're doing the whole thing.
No other place I know does beards.
Oh,
most,
really?
Most places I've talked to were like, yeah, not until the masks come off indoors. So the fact that Corey Matthews does it, I don't know if they're doing it on the low or whatever else, or it's kind of like a gray area or whatever, but like it felt weird being the only person in that place without a mask on. Like for the first like 35 seconds, I was just like, and you obviously can't see it, but I'm like, trying to hold my breath.
All right.
You know, but no, it was, definitely felt nice to actually not be like a Asian caveman for a minute.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yes?
It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
We're going to celebrate.
Yes, we are.
We got fresh cuts.
Yes, we do.
Fresh cut, who dis? Hopping on Tinder. I'm hopping on some dating sites, and we're going to see what's cooking on a Friday night.
I'm telling you.
We're going to have a celebratory shot for Bobby's birthday.
Let's do it.
For D-Bart's birthday.
Yes.
For my mom's birthday.
Yes.
So happy Friday.
For Jennifer Lawrence.
Happy birthday. Oh, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, too. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's funny. I got this ring light here now.
I saw that. And I saw the camera sitting right next to it.
Well, because I had to adjust and clean some stuff.
Just wondering where the honey bear is.
It's on top of the microwave. For my apple cider vinegar and my tea.
Peel back the curtain of hair in the blog for a moment. There was a point in time where that honey bear was next to a bed, and that tripod with the camera was facing said bed. There was no ring light.
The ring light is for social media purposes. That's what that's there for. But what may happen at some point, maybe if we do another podcast like this, like maybe set up the phone, do an IG live, have that there with this going.
Well, yeah, if you have the both of us in that too, we could even then add someone, a third.
Yeah, so
you could add a DJ McRecon and actually be able to do all three of it.
Absolutely.
Who, by the way, apparently he's back here up here, and he quarantined when he got back and everything. He's on his grind again. Good for him.
I talked to him too recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he's grinding. I was like, mm-hmm. Are people text messaging you requests? I was like, get the fuck away from the booth.
Yeah, right.
I'm like 6 feet away.
I don't care if we're quarantining or not. I'm still not playing Drunken Love. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Just get the fuck away from the booth.
Right?
But anyway, let's get up on out of here.
Sure.
It's been a fun one. We'll mm-hmm. start getting back. This was a nice little catch-up.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Catch-up, shoot the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody enjoy your sports night. Yankees are playing the Red Sox right now.
Mets are playing the Phillies right now, and they're up 1-0.
I'm sorry about the Mets. You could easily say I'm sorry about the Yankees.
No, not necessarily. Here's the crazy thing. Right now, the way the playoffs are run down, both of our teams are making the playoffs. Just completely different ends of the spectrum.
But that's also because of the structure because
everyone but like the Toronto Blue Jays get to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And like the Astros.
Yeah. The Toronto Blue Jays, they're playing Buffalo.
Well, yeah. They're the Buffalo Blue Jays now.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bison Blue Jays.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Yankees are fun. But just, you know, mm-hmm. once again, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, I was like, yep. Here we go again.
Those size human beings aren't meant to play baseball.
Yeah,
they're just too big, and Stanton's just too yoked.
But what's funny is that they trimmed down.
And they said that. Well, here's the thing though. This year is just a fucked up year because everyone's getting injured. So like, I wouldn't even hold that against Stanton or Judge. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta figure like the soft tissue injuries are bound to happen. The shoulder injuries for pitchers are bound to happen. You can't ask a car like that to ramp up that quickly. It's just not fair. And that's not coming from anybody who's in love with the Yankees, or Stanton, or Judge, but I don't think you can fault them this year. I think this whole year is just an anomaly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is just simple fact that sports are back. Because, like, honestly, like, there was, I think it was, like, August 3rd. I had it marked on my calendar.
Yep.
Literally, like, I think every sport was on. I didn't work. Mm-hmm. I think I got, like, pizza, and I just, like, sat at home and just watched
watch sports. I was just flicking around each channel. I was just like, all right, hockey? I'll watch hockey.
Sure.
I was just excited that stuff was live. Yeah, live television. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just with everything going on, it's nice to see that sports is one of those normal. It feels like things kind of, there's some level of normalcy when you see sports on television. And I feel people are going to feel that way when you start seeing your favorite television programs come back on. And actually, AMC is opening up their movie theaters, I believe, starting next week. And the admission is 15 cents. They're limiting, I believe, the total amount of people. I want to say is 100 people per. But 15 cents to watch a movie, it's not too bad. It's not too shabby. And hopefully, you're going to see more things like this. Things will start feeling normal again. And that's something to look forward to. But I'll tell you what else I'm looking forward to. The weekend. It's Friday. It's Friday night. Everybody enjoy your Friday. I'm going to have a couple of shots. A couple of beverages. For Bobby's birthday. For my mom's birthday. And for D-Bar. Cheers it up. And thank you guys for listening. This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Nice little catch up. Been a little bit. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. And this is
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
Even though it sounds voice. Bobby went to the bathroom. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. And we will talk to you guys later. Peace.